Come on, me, do me, hippie me, commit a pun. Itchy tongue, butty tongue, doom hang, kippa me, wasami chato, sape, borin, so sankapa. Tanto, banara, so yata, manito, dira, so yata, sapitio, we watch unto. Saparoko, wina, satumate, pawat. Vantarayo sukiti kayuko bhava abhivatanasili sanichang utapachayino chattaro dhamma vatanti ayu vanno sukhang palang. So on this very auspicious event, I'm very touched and moved by the recognition of living 90 years, and I'm incredibly honored to have Lungpo Liam, Lungpo Anik, and senior monks from Thailand and the different monasteries attend this celebration. And I remember this morning I was recalling 30 years ago on my 60th birthday, Atanajana Naik was here, and we were at Chithurst, and we went up in a balloon. I don't know if Atanajana Naik remembers. And we floated over Petersfield, and looking down, it's quite an impressive experience, very silent in this balloon, and we landed on a tree in a meadow. And I think that was 30 years ago, and these 30 years have passed so quickly, it seemed only a few years ago. And that's how lifetime is at 90, and my life seems to be has been very fulfilled. I'm incredibly grateful to the Lord Buddha for his teaching, his wise pointing at reality, and then for my good fortune to meet Lungpo Cha in Thailand. I was looking for a teacher, and when I encountered Lungpo Cha for the first time, tremendous respect and faith arose in the wisdom that I felt coming from this exceptional Thai monk. My years in Thailand were, I feel a great love for Thailand and gratitude to the Sangha, the Thai Sangha, and the lay communities that have supported me so that I have this opportunity to devote myself to meditation, to realizing the Dhamma for myself. And this is very important because my nature is a skeptical kind of thinking person. And so I found other approaches to religion very difficult for me because I couldn't believe what I was told. I wanted to find out for myself. And this is what the Lord Buddha pointed to the Dhamma, and redirect us instead of trying to seek Dhamma as something external, something we can define. The direction is always inward, to look inward, seeing dukkha, its causes, cessation, and path. This is very pleased to live in England. I felt very welcomed here, and it's been a joy to be able to live in this country. So when a few years ago, I think it was 20 years ago, I became a British citizen, and I changed my name, a Christian name, Robert Jackman, to Bhikkhu Sumato. So my legal name in the in the UK is Bhikkhu, my first name, Sumato, my last name. So I'm known in England as Mr. Sumato. And this is something that I feel incredibly confident in teaching Dhamma, and because it's to be realized. Lungpo Cha was always saying Ben Bajitang, which is a Pali word for to be realized for oneself. It's not about believing and just accepting what the scriptures or the teachers say, but a direction to really investigate life, find out your true nature. And it's interesting, taking on the name of Bhikkhu means an alms mendicant, is one who dependent on the kindness of others. In my life as a bhikkhu, you know, I've received so much support, and both of the four requisites have been supplied in abundance, both in Thailand and in the UK. And then trying to realize in your true nature is you're nobody at all, and suddenly you get honorary titles and you become somebody. But then the whole point of this life is to realize you're nobody. It's anatta, no self, and it's freedom, liberation, and bliss. So I express this gratitude today and wish you all, may you have long life, good health, happiness, success, and freedom from all suffering.